Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents Lightning by Danielle Steele. The voices droned around the conference room as Alexandra Parker stretched her long legs beneath the huge mahogany table. She jotted a note on a yellow legal pad and glanced briefly at one of her partners. Matthew Billings was older than Alex by a dozen years. He was in his mid-50s, and one of the firm's most respected partners. He rarely asked for help from anyone, but it was not unusual for him to ask Alex to sit in on a deposition. He liked to pick her brain, admired her style, her sharp eye for the opponent's fatal weakness. And Alex was brilliant and merciless once she found it. She seemed to have an instinctive sense for where the point of the dagger would do the most damage. She smiled at him now, and he liked what he saw in her eyes. She had heard just what they needed. One of the defendants had given a different answer from the time before, with the very merest inflection to suggest he was lying. Alex slipped Matthew a note, and with a serious frown, he nodded. The case was an extraordinarily complicated one, and had already been in process for years. It had been to the New York State Supreme Court twice, with various motions, and involved the careless dispersal of highly toxic pollutants by one of the most important corporations in the country. Alex had sat in on these depositions for Matt before, and she was always glad that this particular case wasn't her problem. They represented the plaintiff. The suit was being brought collectively by some 200 families in Poughkeepsie and represented millions of dollars. The case had been referred to Bartlett and Paskin years before, just after she had become a partner. She liked her cases tougher, shorter, and smaller. Representing 200 plaintiffs was not her cup of tea. More than a dozen attorneys had worked on it under Matthew's direction. Alexandra Parker was a litigation attorney, too, and she handled an interesting assortment of difficult cases. She was the firm's first choice when the fight was going to be hard and dirty, and you needed an attorney who knew case law and was willing to spend 1,000,000 hours doing meticulous research. She had associates and younger partners to help her, of course, but Alex wanted to do as much of the work as she could herself, and she had a remarkable rapport with her clients. They broke from the deposition for a recess, and Matthew came around the table to talk to her after the defendant from the chemical company left the room with all his attorneys.
"So what do you think?"
Matthew eyed her with interest. He had always had a soft spot for her. She had a fine mind and great skill as an attorney. Besides which, she was one of the best-looking women he knew, and he liked just being around her.
"I think you just got what you wanted, Matt. I think he walked right into it, and I think you don't need me here anymore."
She looked at him with a smile, and he nodded in satisfaction. She left the room as the defendants came back in, and one of the opposing attorneys glanced admiringly at her retreating figure. Unaware of it, Alex Parker hurried down the hall and down several corridors to her office. Her office was large and well-decorated in quiet grays, with two handsome paintings on the wall, a few photographs, a large plant, some comfortable gray leather furniture, and a splendid view up Park Avenue from the 29th floor where Bartlett and Paskin had their offices. They occupied 8 floors and employed some 200 attorneys. She glanced through 6 messages when she sat down, 2 from clients and 4 from other attorneys. She had 3 cases ready to go to trial and 6 more she was developing. It was a staggering workload, but it wasn't unusual for her. She loved the pace and the pressure and the frenzy. That was what had kept her from having children for so long. She just couldn't imagine fitting children in, or loving them as much as she did her law work. There was never time for anything more than that, except Sam, her wonderful husband. But he worked just as hard as she did, not in law, but in investments. He was a venture capitalist with one of the hottest young firms in New York. He had come in right at the start, and the opportunities had been remarkable. He'd already made several fortunes and lost some money, too. But more than that, Sam Parker had a powerful reputation. He knew his stuff, took amazing risks, and for 20 years now, almost everything he touched turned to money. Alex had met Sam right after she graduated from law school. They'd actually met at a party given by her first law firm. It was Christmas, and he'd arrived with three friends, looking very tall and handsome in a dark blue suit, black hair flecked with snow, his face bright from the frigid air outside. He'd been full of life, and when he stopped and looked at her, she felt weak in the knees as she watched him. She was 25 years old, and he was 32, and he was one of the few men she'd met who wasn't married. Their paths hadn't crossed again until 6 months later. Sam's firm had consulted hers on a deal they were trying to put together in California, and she'd been called in with two other associates to help a senior partner. She'd been fascinated by him then. He was so quick and so smart and so sure. He had integrity and style and brains, and that rarest of all things, courage. Her first impression of him had been correct. He was afraid of nothing. But he was intrigued by her, too. He was fascinated by her intelligent, thoughtful analyses, her perception of a situation from 360 degrees. She saw all sides and expressed the risks and the advantages brilliantly. The first time he took Alex out, he borrowed one of his clients' private jets and took her to Los Angeles for the World Series. They'd stayed at the Bel Air, in separate rooms, and he'd taken her to Chazen's and L'Orangerie for dinner. "Do you do this for everyone?" she had asked, amazed at all his little attentions. She was more than a little in awe of Sam. She'd had one serious relationship with a boy her own age at Yale, and nothing but a series of meaningless dates during her brutally hard-working years in law school. Alex didn't have time for relationships. She wanted to work hard and be someone. She wanted to be the best lawyer in her law firm, and Sam's wild flash and dash didn't quite fit with that profile. She could see herself with attorneys like the ones in her firm, sober, quiet guys who spent a lifetime as partners of Wall Street law firms. In his own way, Sam Parker was a wild man, a cowboy. But he was great-looking and nice to her, fun to be with. It was hard to remind herself that he wasn't really what she wanted. Who wouldn't want Sam? He was smart, gorgeous, and he had a terrific sense of humor. She would have had to be crazy not to want him. They had driven to Malibu before they left L.A. and walked along the beach, talking about their families and their lives and their futures. Sam's experiences had been interesting and very different from Alex's. He had said, almost casually but with a tense look in his jaw, that his mother had died of cancer when he was 14, and he had been sent to boarding school because his father didn't know what else to do with him. And while he was away at school, his father had drunk himself to death and spent the last of his money. Sam had gone to college on the small amount of money his grandparents had left him. He'd gone to Harvard and done well. After Harvard undergraduate, he had moved on to Harvard Business School and had been totally enamored with venture capital. He'd found a job the minute he graduated, and in the 8 years since, he had made fortunes for several of his clients. "And what about you?" she had asked quietly. "There's more to life than venture capital and Wall Street." She wanted to get to know him better. She had just had the most exciting weekend of her life, and she hadn't even slept with him. She wanted to know more about Sam Parker before they disappeared back to their own lives after they left California. "Is there more to life than Wall Street?" he laughed, slipping an arm around her. He was enormously taken with her. Her long red hair had been flying in the breeze. Her green eyes looked deep into his and made him feel a stirring he'd never felt before. In some ways, it scared him. "What about people? Relationships?" She assumed, just looking at him and watching his easy style, that he must have had hundreds of girlfriends. "No time for those," he teased, as he pulled her a little closer and they continued walking. "I'm too busy." He had kissed Alex for the first time on their walk down the beach in Malibu, and he had slept most of the way back to New York with his head on her shoulder. She had looked down at him pensively, thinking that he looked like a long, lanky boy. But she was also thinking how much she liked him. Too much, probably. She wondered if she would ever hear from him again. It was hard to tell with Sam, and he'd admitted that there was a young actress.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?